Two of eight officers who served on the Baltimore Police Department's now disbanded Gun Trace Task Force are on trial in federal court on racketeering charges. The six others have pleaded guilty to a variety of crimes and are testifying against them. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has the latest.
Mamodou Gando described how he and others stole guns and drugs, often selling the drugs back to drug dealers and giving the guns to friends who were drug dealers. Sometimes he tipped them off to police whereabouts. Gando also said he'd been falsifying police reports and robbing civilians as a Baltimore cop for 16 years. Some of the cops he said he stole money with are named in the federal indictment, and some are not. Some are still on the force, and one, Detective Sean Souter, is dead. Souter was shot with his own gun last November, the night before he was to testify before a federal grand jury. His homicide remains unsolved. Michael Pinard is a law professor at the University of Maryland. He says what's being revealed in the trial of Detectives Daniel Herschel and Marcus Taylor is similar to what the Justice Department's investigation exposed a year and a half ago, that the Baltimore Police Department is operating with little to no accountability and very poor training.
So, obviously, the overarching theme of the DOJ report is that Baltimore's police department, as an institutional culture, violates the constitutional rights of, those who are poor and black in the city.
Pinard says some say the cops in question are not emblematic of the department. Acting Police Commissioner Daryl D'Souza told a panel of state lawmakers that last Friday. But Pinard argues these trials point to systemic problems that show otherwise.
There are some themes that we're seeing here, and because we often hear about a, quote, few bad apples. A few bad apples, that's a lot of bad apples. And with the authority to shoot and to kill?
Police spokesman T.J. Smith issued a statement Monday afternoon saying Acting Commissioner Daryl D'Souza has formed a corruption investigation unit that will be led by a lieutenant colonel. The unit will specifically focus on the actions of the Gun Trace Task Force. Gando testified that the Deputy Commissioner Dean Palmer coached officers on how to respond to internal affairs investigators. Palmer denied the allegations to the Baltimore Sun and announced he's retiring. Dee Watkins, author and editor-at-large for Salon, says what he's hearing in the trial of these Baltimore cops is very similar to what he experienced growing up in East Baltimore in the 90s.
When I was coming up, police officers used to tell us that if we got caught selling drugs, you give us a gun, we'll let you go. So some of us had stockpiles of guns just aside, and they would get out of jail free cards. What we're seeing is a small, teeny glimpse into how dirty the department really is. Police officers in Baltimore City have a reputation.
Watkins says it's not just the officers or the department that's on trial. It's the whole system. When he and others like him tried to talk about the police corruption they saw, evidence planted on them, or money stolen, their claims were dismissed.
Everybody knows it's the fact that if you're black and you're poor, you're in some type of oppressive situation, nobody cares about you. Not even the affluent black people that have money. They're not listening to us. They don't listen to us.
The federal trial continues today with Baltimore police in the national news again. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.